Blackstone Audio presents Blood Lies by Daniel Kalla. The dedication to my brothers, Tim and Tony. Chapter 1. The siren choked off in mid-wail. Within seconds, the flashing red light swept through the frosted glass of the ER sliding door like a disco ball on overdrive. I heaved a self-pitying sigh. 10 minutes before the end of a long night shift, I'd counted on an uneventful and punctual exit. Any chance for either vanished when the ambulance stretcher and two paramedics burst through the main emergency room doors. "Which room?" the tall, scraggy paramedic yelled as they careened past the triage desk. "Trauma 2," the triage nurse called back. I ran alongside the paramedics, but our pace wasn't fast enough to outrun the acrid smells of urine and vomit wafting up from the stretcher. A woman of indeterminate age lay on her side, twitching and thrashing. Without the restraining hand of the female paramedic, she might have bucked off the stretcher. Arms and legs jerked in violent rhythm. Her chin slammed into her chest. A mess of long brown hair covered her face. Her T-shirt was spattered with vomit. A chain of drool connected the corner of her mouth to the sheets. An image of Linda Blair from The Exorcist flashed in my mind. "What's the story?" I asked the baby-faced female paramedic running beside me.
"Seizing when we got to her. Found down at Cloud 9."
She glanced at me, deciding I was old enough to require clarification.
"It's an after-hours club."
"Thanks," I grunted. "What she got on board?"
"Her sister says she dropped 2 tabs of ecstasy about an hour before we got to her. First-time user. Otherwise, the kid is healthy."
"Kid?"
14 years.
She wiped her flushed brow with a palm.
"Name's Laura Maxwell. How long has she been..."